welcome to another podcast with the Resilience Movement. I'm your host, Donna Moles. Thanks again for downloading. And if you know that this will really resonate for someone, please feel free to share this. I wanted to come on today and really talk about dating and resilience. Now, what I mean about dating and resilience is the dating game today is harder. And I know because I'm in it, right? And it's not the way it used to be a long time ago. You know, we've got all these apps, people are behind screens, people are feeling like they can be a little bit fake, or others are feeling like they can't be themselves, or, you know, there's a whole array of things. Now, this podcast isn't just for women. And it's not just for men. It's anyone who is in the dating game that is really finding it difficult. And also you're taking a lot of this stuff personally. So I want to take you through some concepts. Now, what is my experience in this? As I said before, I'm in the dating game. So I have absolute experience in this. But I'm also a coach. And being able to coach other people through, that stage of self-care, that stage of becoming who they want to become, or they could have come out of a relationship, or they can, currently I have clients who are in relationships, but they're very, very unhappy and they want to change that within their relationship. So that's my experience. So let's dive in, you know, how to be resilient when you're dating. And I want to talk about four concepts that are really, really important about yourself. Now, remember, you have no control over how anyone else behaves, what they say, what they do, only you, right? So be responsible for just you. And as you start to take on board some of these concepts, you will really start to become better at picking out who is not for you and who is for you and who you want to maybe pursue or take things a little bit further. So, one of the things is about being yourself, being authentic, and also specifically knowing what you are looking for. Now, I want you to write down these four concepts about self-love, self-worth, self-trust, and self-belief. And this is how important they are, like super, super important. When you have self-love, now the guys out there who are going, oh, self-love, that's not masculine, or yeah, it is. It is extremely masculine. When you love yourself, when you know you are enough, right? Just as you are enough. Okay, if we understand the concept of being enough, we can be more ourself. When you have self-worth, you are worthy. You are worthy of a good relationship. You are worthy of intimacy. You are worthy of honesty. You are worthy of integrity. You are worthy of lots of things, right? So self-worth is also just as important. Self-trust, right? Trusting in your decisions, knowing when your gut is telling you something that you need to listen. All right. When we don't have enough self-trust, we look outside of ourselves for answers. We're looking for, you know, someone outside of us to say, yeah, that was good, or you should date them, or you shouldn't date them. Right. You have to have enough self-trust to understand this person isn't right for me. I'm not going to pursue it anymore. Right. You don't have that. Oh, maybe they'll change. Right. We're not here to change anybody. You have to get to a point where you realize that the person you meet is the person you meet, and it's not your job to change them. If you want to change for particular reasons and it shouldn't be for somebody else, then that's fine, right? But trusting your decisions, so self-trust and self-belief, you can do this. Thinking about the fact this, you know, be okay with being alone for now because it's not forever. Okay, so being okay with being single just for now is okay, because then you don't start to think, well, that person will do, that person will do. So we want to make sure that we have those four elements. self-love, self-worth, self-trust, and self-belief. Okay, the other thing is, I want you to remember, do not tolerate bad, disrespectful behavior. It's not okay from anybody. And I've experienced this where, and I don't tolerate bad behavior, you know, and especially I'm in my 50s now. So like, you know, if a man behaves badly towards me, he should know better. At our age, we know better, right? And if you don't know better yet, you haven't done the work. And it's not okay for me to behave badly either. I need to have myself in check. This is not a one-way message. This is, I need to treat people respectfully. And I especially need to treat people the way in which I would like to be treated. Okay? So it's super important to be yourself. And if he doesn't like you, that's okay. Or if she doesn't like you, that's okay. But it's important to be authentic, be yourself, and be okay with that. And if you feel like you can't be yourself yet, maybe there's a little bit of work that you need to do. Maybe you need to sit down and really reflect on, why can't I be myself? Why do I have to pretend to be something I'm not? Why do I have to pretend to be adventurous? Well, I won't get the girl or I won't get the guy if I'm not adventurous. Guess what, peeps? That's going to come out eventually. If you say in your profile that you are adventurous, in your mind you might think you are, but what does that really mean to be adventurous? Right? Now, I can write that I'm adventurous because I am, but I would then describe what adventure means to me. So, you know, I like going hiking across, you know, down the coast, or I like paddleboarding in the ocean or down a river or whatever it might be. And I like kayaking and, you know, and that's adventure to me, right? But it might not be adventure to someone else. You know, someone has asked me, did I really walk the Camino? And it's like, what do you mean? Did I really do it? Of course, if it's in my profile, I did it. And what I found after speaking to men and women is that people are writing things in their profile that just aren't true. So you're already starting off with a lie. How do you come back from that? Right? So be yourself and be okay with being yourself. Okay? Know your values and don't compromise on the big ones, right? The big values, which are how you behave, how you live your life. You know, I have very strong family values. I can't compromise on those because they are my true values. They're my big ones, okay? And so it's important that you know your values and he or she knows her values or his values, because that's how you can see if you're aligned in the big things. And the big things are really what drive you. Now, let me give you an example of values. So for me, a value that is a non-negotiable for me is if someone watches a lot of porn or watches porn full stop, actually. That's just a value that really is a conflict for me. And, you know, I was asked this question the other day. I actually responded to something and I said, something that is non-negotiable for me is someone who smokes and someone who watches a lot of porn. And someone came back to me and said, you know, porn isn't bad. Well, I never said it was, right? It's just not for me. And if someone's going to be watching porn but they're not being intimate with you, I see something wrong with that. But, you know, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole here. That's a really, you know, big conversation for someone to have or whatever. But these are my values that I can't compromise on. And some people will say, well, you have to compromise on your values, not your big values, not your big core values. And if values don't align to a degree, you're going to have conflict in a relationship. That's a fact. You know, do your research, have a look. It's really a fact. So think about understanding what's important to you. And don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Right? What's important to you in a relationship? Or what is it that you want from a date or from being on dating sites, right? If someone wants a relationship and someone else just wants to hook up, well, you need to know that from the start. If someone is ready for a relationship, but the other person really isn't ready just yet, that needs to be known from the start. So don't be afraid to ask for what you want and clarify with the other person what they want as well. So you want to be able to have those open conversations from the start, because you don't want to invest time into something that's going nowhere because you didn't ask the question, right? So don't be afraid to ask the question. And don't be afraid to be open. You know, I come across a lot of people who are guarded, they hold back a lot. But what are you holding back for? Just be honest. If you have a nice feeling about someone, tell them you have a nice feeling about them. If someone runs a mile from what you're saying, then they're not your person. And that's okay too. All right. So it's really important to be open for yourself, because you then have that ability to say what it is you're looking for. And then that may help the other person open up as well. So like I said before, be okay with being alone. It's just for now, not forever. Don't be in a hurry to just be in that relationship. When you're resilient and you look at these aspects, right? When you get rejected, someone, and when I say get rejected, it might just be someone doesn't respond to you or someone doesn't want to see you again. Be okay with that, because it's not a personal attack on you. There just isn't a connection, and you're better off knowing that rather than pretending. All right. So, you know, again, look at your self-love. You are enough. Self-worth. You are worthy of. And what is it that you want? So write down, what do you want? What are you worthy of? For me, I'm worthy of an open relationship that's very open in a sense of vulnerability, communication. I wasn't talking about an open relationship as in we have multiple partners. But again, there's plenty of people out there that that is what they're looking for. So be very clear about that. And the self-trust, trust in your decisions, trust in your gut feeling, because let me tell you, your gut instinct is correct every single time, right? Trust me on that. And self-belief, you can do this, right? You can and you will find your person. My mum always told me there is someone for everyone, and I believe that to be true. But you don't need to compromise on big things that you know later on in life you're not going to be able to compromise on, because that just leads to unhappiness. And what is the reason you want to be in a relationship? That's a really good question to ask yourself as well. What is it that you want from a relationship? What is it that you give to a relationship? You have to know both sides of that. Okay, so look, thanks for tuning in. If you've got any questions, just send me a message on the Resilience Movement Facebook page, and I'd be happy to talk to you about this further. There's a lot more to say. We could go on and on forever about some of the disastrous things that happen in this online dating space, but there's also positives and there's also beautiful relationships that come out of this. So good luck. I hope you enjoy the process. And just remember those four things: self-love, self-worth, self-trust, and self-belief. Bye for now.